I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Well, school's finally out, and with the kids free to roam in the summer, you need to find trips to keep them entertained. Why not make one of your West Virginia road trips a wildlife adventure? I'll tell you more about it coming up after this. The West Virginia Wildlife Center in Upshur County is an easy day trip from just about everywhere in West Virginia. Rob Sylvester is the manager in charge there and says too often that's forgotten.
One of the things that we love to hear from people who came here 15, 20 years ago or whatever, and they come and they bring their grandchildren or their great-grandchildren, and they're marveled at the new area, how it's been redeveloped. And they think it's much better and much nicer than it was before. And that's one of the things that we enjoy, is hearing those types of comments. And I really enjoy hearing people say, you know, I haven't been here for 10 or 15 years, but I thought I'd bring my grandchildren. And they just have a wonderful experience. It is one of those best-kept secrets in the area.
The facility features all wildlife native to West Virginia, some of those species that aren't even here anymore.
Well, generally, you know, this time of the year, the deer that we have in our pen has fawns, and people like to come over and see fawns up close, and they can. The other thing that really is somewhat attractive is just the different species they can see that they normally don't see in West Virginia. Things like elk and buffalo are very popular with our visitors because you don't see them in West Virginia.
Nearly all of the exhibit pens in the 1.25-mile walkway are filled right now, with the exception of one.
We have been unsuccessful getting another bald eagle. The bald eagle we had here had lived here at the facility for about 10 or 12 years, and it died of natural causes, and we're still trying to replace that species in our pen. But all the other pens, they're pretty much have some kind of animal or whatever in those pens, but that's the one we haven't been too successful at filling.
And there are other pens which will make up for not getting to see the bald eagle.
We've got the wild boar, got the coyote, bears, mountain lions, a lot of things that, you know, again, it's really a treat for most of people because, I mean, where can you go in anywhere on the East Coast and see a mountain lion and be within 15 or 20 feet of it? I mean, that's one of the nicest things we have here.
The center is open year-round and during the summer months charges $3 for adults, $1 for kids ages 3 to 15, and under 3 get in free. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.